Welcome to the Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Over the next few weeks, we will be meditating on Scripture and diving into some practices as we walk through the season of Lent. Our hope is that over the course of this Lenten season, this time of meditation and worship can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. So let us start by pausing for a moment and focusing our attention to Jesus. Let us be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are in a place to do so, close your eyes. Hold your hands out in front of you in a posture of surrender. Take a deep breath in and out. And another in and out. This week we are in the book of Psalms. This book is a rich and beautiful book full of poetry and songs and prayers covering the vast range of emotions felt by humanity. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6 and 13 and 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. It is thought that this prayer was written in the midst of a crisis for David. He speaks of danger and his enemies. But along with all this talk of fear, he is single-minded about his faith and devotion to God. Amid hardship, it can help to shift our focus a bit, to be reminded of the faithfulness of God, and to remind ourselves of the trust and faith we have in Jesus. Sometimes, even when we don't feel these things, it can be vital to speak truth over ourselves and to choose to believe again. David's desire to be with God in his presence is what sustains him. His focus is on delighting in the Lord. And similar to Psalm 23 that we read the other day, he uses the word my yet again to speak of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation, my fortress. David makes it personal. God isn't some far-off being with little regard of us, but he is up close and personal. He resides with us in our space. Sometimes when we pray, it can feel like our words are just floating into space with little significance. It is important to practice the presence of God. It's a way to live with a deeper awareness of the activity of God in our lives. We are going to practice with a simple centering prayer to realign our focus on Jesus. Quiet our minds, Jesus. Let our focus be on you. Let us feel your presence with us right now, wherever we are. If you are able, close your eyes and get into a comfortable position. Let's take a few deep breaths in and out. As we continue to breathe deeply, repeat these words with me. My soul finds rest in God alone. My soul finds rest in God alone. My soul finds rest in God alone. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. The Lord is my shepherd. In him of your pasture, we will give thanks to you forever. You are our light and our salvation. We'll sing your praise to all generations. His mercy follows me. The Lord is my shepherd. His goodness I will see. The Lord is my shepherd. My cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul. Of your pasture, we will give thanks to you forever. You are our light and our salvation. We'll sing your praise to all generations. Shepherd is near. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture.